It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Kelly Chase is a former reality TV star. She is a mindset coach, podcast host, a speaker. She's helping women attract next level love and soul aligned wealth. Welcome back to the show, Kelly.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Excited to see you again and have you back on. Refresh our memory, though. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work and why you do what you do.
Yeah. I went through a very interesting personal development, self-love journey over the last handful of years, 8 years probably. But in 2017 was pretty much the first catalyst. I was working at a different corporate America job and just kind of, I kept thinking, I'm like, I'm just showing up for a paycheck and to see my friends. Like there was no true passion and purpose there. And I felt like for a handful of years, I was just on autopilot, coasting through life. Nothing seemed to get me closer to like what I really was wanting in life. And funny enough, I'm like, well, I still don't have the boyfriend, but things have been different. But I left corporate America in 2017 to pursue coaching full time. I was originally a health coach and had some personal training clients, that kind of thing, and really enjoyed it. I mean, when I was doing the coaching as a side hustle, more or less outside of the corporate, those clients were telling me that I was changing their life. And I was like, wow, I've been working in corporate America for over 10 years. And I've never heard anybody say that to me. So I leaned in and did that. And then a year later, we filmed Love is Blind, the reality TV show on Netflix. And that did a number on me. It was great in so many ways. And it was just really emotionally charged. So I hired a business and mindset coach after that experience and started learning more into like subconscious and manifestation and the energetics of life overall, pretty much. And it just really woke me up to like, wow, I thought I was living. I'm not living yet. Like this stuff is so radical. And at that point, when I got done working with her, I started to pivot my business at the time into the business and mindset coaching space too. Cause I was like, whatever she just did to me, I've got to do for other women. But it was difficult. The first like handful of months as I was doing that, because people were on my account looking for recipes and nutrition and workouts, not money mindset and entrepreneurship conversations. So although I stuck with it, I still battled some around people pleasing and just giving the people what they wanted. I did go back into corporate America, and a year later our show aired. So 2020 Love is Blind aired. When we filmed it, I was a health coach. And now I'm like, crap, now the world thinks I'm a health coach still. So although I was, and I was able to help a lot of women in that regard, and health is it is my life. I mean, I am a very health conscious person. I was raised in a very health conscious household. So it's just a part of who I am, but I didn't want to build out workouts or create nutrition plans anymore. So, I launched some self-love courses and dating relationship. And there were a few clients that came from those programs that I was able to help business wise. But, I think when the show aired, it was just a lot. I mean, I went from like 7,000 followers to nearly 500,000 followers in like a month, and it was a lot. Kind of taxing on my mental health. And again, the people pleasing. And although I continue to work with different mentors and coaches and therapists, which I mean, had I not, who knows where I would be, but it definitely helped me move through a lot of the challenges that I was experiencing. And, you know, I would say probably in just like the last year, I finally am like, I can't. Well, I took let's put it this way. About a year and a half ago, I took time. I was like, maybe this coaching thing isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. And So over the last year and a half, it just kept coming back to me. Like the calling is really loud on my heart right now. And so I was like, you know what? Even if it's not like a long-term thing, I have to execute what I wanted to execute a handful of years ago when I got done working with Aaron, that business and mindset coach. And it's just profound and it is life-changing. And I want to offer that transformation to other women and men who watch my stuff, I guess, too, online. But yeah, so the last, I don't know, I'm like 2026, let's go, let's do it all. I know you and I mentioned something before we started recording about going all in, and that's where I'm at right now. Like, I am tired of being in a place that I am frustrated because I've held myself back from. Let's put it that way. So I am just, although I do a lot, I'm not, I don't think I was doing what I was really called to do. Let's put it that way. So I feel like I'm there now. And I am really ready and I'm doing it, going all in on this business and mindset coaching. And you know, I look to speaking events and retreats and all kinds of things where I can just be in front of people and empower them, and you know, share my story that healing and entrepreneurship, all of it is not a linear experience either.
Oh, isn't that the truth? I like to
It
think about rivers and
is.
how it's never a straight line. They just meander. And I thought, well, that's a wonderful microcosm for life because it's never going to be like you expect.
Yeah, exactly.
So passion, purpose, calling, those are heavy words
Yeah.
because unless I have a passion, unless I have a, or I'm passionate, unless I know what my purpose is, unless I've heard my calling, that's so abstract. So how do I get closer to those without it being demotivating or even making me feel like, why don't I have that? F it, kind of a thing.
Yeah. I mean, for me, again, because I took that time away, I guess I created the space to hear that voice. And when I like, so in my, I work a corporate job now, and in that corporate job, I'm out in front of people all the time. I'm actually working with entrepreneurs. They're attorneys, but they own their own law firms. And the conversations, you know, they're just so high level, and I know that I have so much potential, more potential to offer than even what I came there to meet them to discuss, right? And but it was also showing me like, okay, yes, like this is what you're supposed to be doing, but in a different way. Like you have this calling, like I said, on your heart to talk about these types of topics, and you're not able to necessarily fully with the conversations that you're having, kind of thing. So it just kept getting louder and louder. And I think just creating that space, and that's okay. I mean, sometimes you, I think I've gone through so many like in and out of corporate that it's never failing. Like I think some people can be like, oh, well, if I stop doing something, then people will see it as I failed at it. And I don't believe that that's true. I feel like it's a pivot and you can reset and disconnect for a little bit so that you can reconnect to something far greater in the future.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think that makes a lot of sense. We just do need to create somehow a little bit of space to be thinking about these things, to be considering what it is that we like and what we don't like, and just allow messages to be downloaded if, in fact, we are asking. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, it did. It just kept getting louder and louder. It's weird. It's not like an actual voice, but it's a voice. And it just keeps coming. It's like, I think you need to be doing this. I think you need to be talking about this. And you feel, I felt, let's put it this way, I have felt suppressed and like I was just, like I was dimming my own light. And so it was just, it kept calling me up, like, I think you need to talk about this stuff. And whether it's, you know, I always say, you know, whether it's like the title of coaching that is my forever title, or if I'm meant to be public speaking, and that's how I do it. Or maybe I go on another TV show and people learn from me in that regard. Like, I don't know what the 5-year plan is and all of that, but I know that what is on my heart and my head has to be expressed and people need to hear it.
So it's and having an understanding of the impact that you're interested in having.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. A lot of self-trust.
What do I want to do? And maybe people think too often about like career categories. I'll be an attorney or I'll be a teacher. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's if you start to actually consider just simply what impact are you interested in having. For you, as you had this experience and somebody had a massive impact on you and you realize, wow, this is the impact I'd like to have on others. Right. It's just, I know it's been tough for me over the years to sort of suss out what those things are. Again, purpose, calling, passionate. Yeah. Because you can't just go from not doing something to be becoming passionate about it.
Right, right.
So it's like, how do I just start and make the decision that I am going to go all in on this thing? And I appreciate that maybe I'm not going to jump out of the bed every morning, click my heels together and be super happy about it. But I'm going to trust that meandering process that I'm going to get to where I want to go eventually.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because that consistency is going to take you somewhere. You know, I always, one of my coaches, she always used to say this or something better. And so, yeah, just start doing the thing that you feel you have this calling towards. And maybe it's not the thing you think it is. Like, that's like launching yourself into the unknown. But the more that you create, the more clarity you receive. And also, you never know what other opportunities are out there. I mean, someone could be following you on Instagram and like see something and they're like, oh, I'm thinking about launching this app or I'm thinking about launching this product that would super align with this. And I want you to be the spokesperson for it and I'll pay you $200,000 for it. You know, like you never know where these opportunities are going to come from, but you also are never going to get those opportunities if you aren't showing up and serving.
Yeah, it's not the truth. You need to be taking... You need to be taking action that's, I guess, just aligned action. If you say right. that you are interested and you want to do this kind of work, are you actually doing it or are you just on some kind of a hope trip? And I keep telling myself this is what I want, but I don't actually ever do anything about it. I guess that's what it's going all in means.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it honestly is. And I feel like, you know, when I took that time off, like I said, it just kept getting louder and louder because that was it. It's like I wasn't doing it. It's like, oh, well, I hope that I can like make these dreams of mine become a thing, but like, what am I doing about it? Like, so that calling just kept getting louder and louder. I was like, okay, it's time. Let's do it. It's freaking time.
And that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
Because that oftentimes means that I'll be doing something that's different than what I'd been doing. Mm-hmm. And what are people going to think? Who am I to be wanting to do something like that?
Right. I know. Exactly. But they're always going to, there's always going to be those people, friends, family, try and keep you safe, their own projections and the internet world. There's some people that are just not your people. They don't have to get it. They don't have to understand, but the right people will.
What a brain breaking thing. You go from having however many Instagram followers to having a million or however many it was. I mean, all of a sudden you're a really famous person. That's gotta be super weird.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was kind of weird. I think at the time, like I had, there's a term and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but like energetic match. Are you familiar with that expression?
I'm not, but I like it a lot.
Okay. Sorry. My light keeps going out. There's in the coaching world, I guess, with like manifestation and stuff there, they always talk about you becoming an energetic match for what you want to receive. So like, they always use the analogy, like someone who wins the lotto, like 9 times out of 10, someone wins a lot of money from the lotto and that money is like gone in 5 seconds, like because they spend it. And it's not necessarily because they're like, oh, now I can like spend and do all the things. Mm-hmm. It's actually like a nervous system thing. Their nervous system, it doesn't feel safe for them to hold that money or mm-hmm. to be able to like invest it in a wise way. Granted, also, they may not be educated on how to use that money wisely. So they just spend it. But it's 9 times out of 10, a nervous system, like a wound that's held in the nervous system. So our body, somatic wise, it holds these traumas and everything. So in these stories about it, and so money may not feel safe. And it's based, yeah, like on stories that you heard growing up or saw growing up, or how you experienced money and wealth growing up or not. And so the body just keeps the score in that regard. So why I'm saying this analogy, when I my whole life I wanted to be like an actress. Like I want who doesn't want to be famous, right? So I always had this thing of like I would love to be famous. I'd love to be a celebrity. And then I quasi get to become a celebrity and I don't feel in some ways that I was the energetic match for it because instead of like grounding it in and like holding this new title for myself, I felt again that I was like people pleasing and I was chasing and I was just very erratic with some motions that I was going through. Granted, there was a lot that I did that I can look back and like celebrate these wins, of course. But just being honest and raw, like truthfully, I know that there was a lot of chaos going on behind the scenes too. In my head and my body. So I.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
I got it and I love it. And I feel like if I were to do another show again, I would know how to approach things differently. Let's put it that
Yeah,
way.
I mean, it's such an interesting thing, and I appreciate the corollary between being a lottery winner and, you know, most of those people are going to spend the money, and there's so many different reasons that you touched on for why that is, that I can't hold on to it, or I don't want to, I'm afraid to, or whatever it might be. So to go from being a regular person, probably very popular on social media, just being who you are, to being thrust into that, I'm sure that there was so much that was going on internally and externally and everything else. And being able to maintain that grounding. But I guess the reason that I ask you is because when you start making those changes, people are going to be responding to you. And you obviously went from just being you to all of a sudden everybody's staring at you and dissecting you and making comments, even though they don't even know you at all. And so who cares? But that's easier said than done.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you don't know until you're in it. And yeah, I don't think at the time when our show aired and when I received messages that were digs at my character or other, it definitely did rattle me. You can't not see them. You can't not read them. And even though you may get 100 positive messages, that one character dig is just it hurts a lot. And then you're like, wait, is there truth to that? Granted, I always, through the healing work that I've done, it's like, okay, when there is an opinion, a thought, a belief of some sort, is there truth to this? And that's how you bring awareness to changing your subconscious, rewire your subconscious too. So it's interesting to have been dealt with that as such a large scheme, but like a personal attack on my character. But it's interesting, like even, in the last month or two, when I receive, I'm not gonna say like not contradictory, but just people who are arguing a point of mine in a kind way. I don't get irritated. I don't get triggered. But a few years ago I would have. And I probably would have gotten a bit defensive. But also I'd been like, wait, is there truth to this? Like how can I see this? What's the perspective I can, have to respond in a more intelligent way? And now it's 10 times that. And I can see their limited beliefs in their comments. And I'm like, okay, well, just because this doesn't mean this. And so I'm able to like hold space for those comments a lot more easily.
Yeah, I imagine it's usually pretty clear when when people are projecting on you.
Yes.
I was just I was just doing some coaching this morning, and I coach financial advisors, and we were talking about why, how to help instill urgency, but why people avoid you and why you feel like you have to chase them. And so much of it is, well, you need to really interrogate your own reality and look at what your process is and how you're interacting and how you're presenting information and asking questions. So anytime somebody is rejecting you or you're getting a negative comment, when it applies to social media in your situation, a lot of it could be nonsense, but I appreciate that what you're talking about as well. It's also important because this could be information and it could lead me to some better self-understanding and certainly self-exploration of digging in. And I think that that's always, at least for the most part, a pretty healthy thing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think we can all do a better job at that. And just recognizing where, like I said, maybe there is some truth to what they're saying. And how can I, you know, have the awareness and shift my own perspective around this? Or how can I show up differently or better? So it's always a gift in everything.
Yes. Every adversity carries with the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit, Kelly Chase.
That's right.
So as people are... They say, well, I'm interested in leading a purpose-driven or a meaningful life and having an impact and doing good work that I enjoy that is benefiting others. I want to go all in, but how do I know that it's going to work? What if I try and it doesn't?
Then that's okay. Then you learned from that. And okay, maybe the way you're doing it isn't the way you're meant to be doing it. Maybe there's a different way, because a lot of people are influenced by other people's success, right? So they may see someone using a particular strategy, or they sign up for a course or whatever, they work with a coach and they're like, this is my strategy, I've made me a millionaire. And then you apply that same strategy, and that strategy may make you feel really like overwhelmed and burnt out because you're not aligned with that strategy. Just like, you know, when we go back to health coaching, right? It's like not every diet is for everybody, because everybody is different and everybody is different. So you have to find a strategy that works best for you. And at the end of the day, it goes into kind of like the energetics of everything, of like, we want ease and flow, just like you're talking about a river, right? A river flows. We need the flow. If you're met with resistance, pivot the way you're doing something. Or maybe the thing that was placed on your heart, maybe it's meant for something else.
Yeah.
So I don't think, unless you completely are like, I'm just not going to do anything. Like, that's quitting, right? But at the end of the day, you're just going to keep failing forward. The more that you just listen and kind of disconnect, what we were talking about earlier, like disconnect, get like quiet with yourself and be like, okay, like, how does this feel for me? If I have the ability to create anything I want, then why am I creating something that doesn't feel fun and easy and has flow to it? So how can I create this in a way that has fun, flow, and ease to it? So it's just pivoting, and it may just be one tiny little shift, you know? I've done that so many times. I mean, like, I had, when I first started, I'm like, I created the website, I had email marketing, like I did all the things. And I'm like, okay, but those are great bells and whistles. But I also know coaches that never had a website, never did email marketing, are super successful. So it's like you and your voice, that's the exchange, right? And having a payment link for people to pay you, right? But also show up, show your face. That is going all in. Just being consistently you, talking about the things that light you up and speaking to, obviously, the pain points of your ideal client.
I love it. Failing forward, that idea, we'll keep going back to that river and that meandering.
Yeah.
If it stops, then you have a dam there. And that's where it sort of becomes a swamp, and that's where everything is dead and nothing is, well, there's plenty of things that are growing, but it's not positive and it sucks. It's stinky.
Yeah.
Versus the meander is yet you realize that the way you were going wasn't the correct way and nature doesn't want you to go that way. So you just go this way a little bit, but you're still moving and things are being created and rivers bring life where swamps are just sort of dead. And so I love that idea of failing forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that it's possible to be wildly successful doing something that's fun. It doesn't have to be an absolute slog and have to suck.
Right. Exactly. The more fun, the better. You know, when people will say, you don't work a day in your life when you're having fun, or like if you can't call it a job, whatever.
People do say that.
People say that, right? And it's like, I do believe that that can be a true thing. So create, I think, and the more that you create, the more play you are incorporating in. So how can you make it more fun for yourself and everyone else? I mean, there's so many people, obviously. I mean, granted, when I was growing up, we didn't have social media and everything. And I mean, granted, basically, we almost didn't have computers back then. It's like, okay, you are given these free platforms. Why aren't you using it in a certain way, right? Like, why aren't you using it to be creative? Like, there's a lot of people that go on social media and they are consuming everybody else's content. And I'm sure many of those humans have been activated to do something to be creative and create impact and create income. But a lot of their limiting beliefs and fears are holding them back because, yeah, what if I fail? Well, then people will judge me. What will people think? Like, I can't be known as this person who's failed. And like, that's my thing too. I'm like, guys, like I have, 350,000 followers. Like, that is like public humiliation if there's failure, right? But it's like, so who cares? Who cares? It doesn't matter. Like, do what lights you up, get creative about it, and have fun. Just have fun.
Let's go.
So let's go.
Let's have
Go
fun,
all in
everybody.
on having a good time because we're only here one time, I think, on this earth. So, like, or this version of you, anyways, like, just enjoy
You got one crack at it. There's only 50
it.
Saturdays a year, Kelly. Let's
That's
get to work. I love it.
right. Exactly.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for coming back on. Where can
Yes, thank
people
you.
learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Yeah, you can connect with me most on Instagram at Chase Life with Kelly, podcast Chase Life with Kelly. It streams on all streaming platforms, including Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. And my website is chaselifewithkelly.com. There are some like do-it-yourself courses there. And I am launching a program soon, as well as I do have a few one-on-one private mentorship spots available too.
Excellent. Well,
Yeah.
if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Kelly your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to chaselifewithkelly.com and check out all the resources that Kelly was just talking about. Follow her on Instagram and then check out the Chase Life with Kelly podcast as well, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Her handle is Chase Life with Kelly. Don't think I forgot anything. I'm sure I forgot lots of stuff, Kelly. But
No, that's great.
thank you
Thank
again
you.
for coming back on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.